So we're going to be reading together in Genesis chapter 23. We'll read the whole chapter, and it is to do with Sarah, the wife of Abraham, Sarah's death and burial. So let us read together now. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee, bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron. And Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field that were in all the borders round about, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession for a burying place by the sons of Heth. Amen. May the Lord bless this reading of his word also. This chapter that we have before us today gives an account of the death and the burial of Sarah, wife of Abraham. She was a good age. She was 127 years old when she died. And interestingly, she is the only woman in Scripture whose age is reckoned during her life and the date of her birth, or her age, sorry, her age at her death is specified. Isaac was born when she was 90. So if she dies at 127, Isaac is now 37 years of age. And this account is the first burial that we have an account of in Scripture. And also the purchase of the burial place is the first commercial transaction that is recorded in the Word of God. So there are some interesting things about this chapter, even before we get in to think about the narrative and the information that we are given. The conversation that takes place between Abraham and the children of Heth and this man called Ephron the Hittite is very respectful and very polite. Indeed, it is beautifully written, and the way in which the conversation and the dialogue is presented to us moves us on very quickly through the account, and yet it seems only a little step and a little step and a little step from the beginning of Abraham's first approach to the conclusion of the matter of the sale and the possession of the burial ground. And it really is very beautifully written. It seems as if all were willing to give this burying place as a gift to Abraham. But the old patriarch was wise, and he knew and he wished for a property that he had bought and purchased of his own. He desired a cave. The cave here in the field of Machpelah, that he might bury Sarah. And he wished to have this transaction publicly witnessed. We will remember from our previous studies that Abraham was heir of the whole land of Canaan. And here he was trying to buy one little particular piece. And in truth, this is the only piece of the land of Canaan that he personally possessed in his lifetime. And here too, in the same cave where Sarah is buried, he would also be buried. And so in one sense, Abraham has possessed this little piece of Canaan personally for all of time. I just wanted to mention three quick points that I feel are very interesting in this little account. The first one is this. Abraham loved his wife Sarah, and the pair remained faithful and committed to each other all of their lives. There were trials in their marriage, and we have read about some of them, and we have thought about some of them. There wasn't a child for very many years, and that brought tensions in their relationship. But they did not separate, and they did not divorce. They were faithful and united to one another. They worshipped the true God together. Together they believed God's promises. They worked out their problems and their differences with a mutual love and respect for one another. And this shows us that who we marry and who we raise a family with and who we share our lives with is important. And these scriptural examples that we have, such as with Abraham and Sarah, show us how God honours and blesses the relationships of his people. These two were joined in faith, and they were joined in marriage together. The second thing I want to point out is that Abraham loved Sarah and wept and mourned for her, as it was proper to do. All of us who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ believe that we are going to heaven, and we believe that our life, our eternal life in heaven, will be better than our life here upon earth. Nevertheless, losing a loved one still hurts. Sarah was with the Lord, but Abraham still felt the loss that he had suffered. When Sarah died, Abraham needed to bury her quickly. He says, "I need to bury her out of my sight." Sarah was a very beautiful woman in life, but in death, corruption quickly destroys our bodies. Here's an interesting thought though. Sarah has now been dead for thousands of years. But do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ knows exactly where she is buried? And he is still looking after her remains. Sarah, as far as her body is concerned, is long gone from the minds and memory of anyone that she knew when she was alive. But the Lord still holds his promises and his covenant promises for her in his mind. He knows where she is buried. And someday, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back and raise Sarah's body from that cave, that grave in which she is in. Now, if you're like me, you're thinking to yourself, wow, that's pretty amazing. All of the Lord's people who die in this world, whether they are buried in the ground, whether their bodies are burned in a fire, whether they are buried at sea, all of the bodies of the Lord's people, the Lord knows where their dust and where their ashes are. And he will gather that dust and he will gather those ashes and he will raise it again to life in the resurrection. When the Lord Jesus Christ rose again, he defeated Satan, he defeated death, and he defeated the grave. And now the graves of all the Lord's people, they do not entrap their bodies, but they protect their bodies until that day of the glorious resurrection of the bodies of the Lord's people. The Lord Jesus Christ has power to raise himself from the dead, and he has power to raise his people from the dead, and none can restrain him. Because I live, he says, ye shall live also. And here's the third point, and with this we are done. Abraham said farewell to Sarah. Her body was in the grave, it was a cave, and her soul was with the Lord. Many years later, in the New Testament, the Apostle John was told, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. And so when Sarah died, she was blessed because she died in the Lord. She died believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. She died as a woman whose sins were forgiven. To die in the Lord is to leave this life trusting in the grace of God and trusting in the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is to be blessed indeed, both in life and in death. Sarah had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we too, you and me, know the grace and mercy that brings a poor sinner like us into that living relationship with Jesus Christ and fits us and prepares us for his presence in heaven and everlasting life with him. Amen.